Okay, so tonight we're going to finish up Perek Tezvav in Shar Dalad, which really kind of sets the table for a discussion in Perek Tezayin, Perek Yudzayin, in terms of the role of work and the role of Torah in our day-to-day lives. And then we're going to, you know, to head more in that direction as we're transitioning. Again, as you know, from the beginning of Perek Tezvav, Rechaim Volozhiner has been kind of laying down the foundation for us of now looking at a different aspect of Talmud Torah, and that Talmud Torah gives bracha to the world, and as a reciprocal relationship, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives, quote-unquote, kiviyacha, our bracha from us learning Torah, so too then, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gives back that bracha to us. And we saw numerous chazals that whenever a person learns Torah, it protects us, it takes care of us, it heals us, both in body and in soul. It heals the world all around us. And that's what we're picking up with tonight. So again, we're in the middle of Perek Tezvav in Shar Dalad. We left off with this, in the middle of this Tana de Eliyahu. The Tana de Eliyahu told us that even a person who has done terrible averos, yet still, if he's learning, if he learns, and again, as learning, he's been attacking the world, so he can get for himself kapara mechila. Again, obviously, if a person literally does ritzicha, he's still chayev v'dine adam, chayev v'dine shemayim, but yet still, there is some level, some aspect of mechila, which a person can attain on the Olam HaEmes through Limud HaTorah. And that's what we're picking up with in the middle of that Tana de Be'al Yahu. From the paragraph that begins with the word Visham. He says, Visham Reish Perek Vav. And there in Tana de Be'al Yahu, he says the following. Quoted from the Pasuk in Shir Shirim, Havi'ani HaMelech Chadarav. Very famous Pasuk in the very beginning of Shir Shirim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us into his cheder, into his personal room. This pasuk is often quoted, the Vilna Gaon on the Gra on Mishlei and Shir Hashirim both point out that this pasuk is often a reference to Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us into his personal cheder to spend time with us, and says, however, Chaim Volozhiner, quoting the Tana de Be'al Yahu, a little bit different taich on this pasuk. He says the following, Kishem sheyesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu chedrei chadarim midoroso, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has inner rooms in his Torah, meaning, as we know, there are different levels of Torah. There are different levels, right? There's Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod. They're all different levels of inner secrets that we don't always fully understand. And again, as we get older, we can begin to tap into those deeper ideas. Again, when we learn Rashi and Chumash, Rashi and Bereishis, when we're in third grade, so that's one level. And obviously, as we get older, the more and more we learn something, the deeper we get into it, into the inner cheder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we go that much deeper. Obviously, there's levels which, you know, we can't even begin to think about to understand the Ratzon Hashem. But there are all these chadri chadarim of Torah. Kach yesh lahem v'talmidei chachamim v'kol echad v'echad chadri chadarim v'toraso. Likewise, Talmidei Chachamim, they enter into these chadri chadarim, these inner courtyards, these inner rooms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'im ra'isa she'yisurim m'masher she'enu b'ayin alecha. If a Talmidei Chachamim would see that all of a sudden he has yisurim, he has pain, suffering that are coming out to him, ratzel chadri Torah. The remedy to run away from these yisurim is to run to the cheder of Torah. U'miyad ha'yisurim baruch imenu. And from there, because of that, automatically, the Yisurin will run away from him. Shenemar leich imi bo bechaderecha. As the Pasuk in Shaya says, that come with me, go into your room. Hakach nemar, as it says, haviyani hamelech chadarav. And this is what it means, as we just said before in Shir Hashirim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us into his inner room. Then the end of that Pasuk is v'nismecha bach. Right? Nagil v'nismecha bach. That we can have enjoyment and simcha in it. As we have quoted already earlier, a few times, I think, that the Medrash there in the Pasuk says, Bach, as we know, is Chaf Beis Osios of Torah. That the way to have true simcha in this world is by Isek HaTorah. And that's what it means to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his cheder, to begin to attach ourselves, Agila v'nismecha Bach, to have simcha in his Torah. The Masha Gedalta and Romantan, or that which brings us up and makes us great, the Kesharta, which attaches ourselves to it. Kesar Gadol b'Divrei Torah, Misofa Olam, Viad Sofo. So when a person becomes great in it, when they become mighty because of the inner cheder, they become so focused in Torah, and therefore that's what a person should do, to run away from trouble. The Maisa goes with the Sfas Emes, that one time the Sfas Emes was on a train somewhere, and the train derailed. Literally, came off the tracks. It wasn't a terrible, dangerous thing, but as you can imagine, certainly in those days, it was a spectacle to see. And the Sfas Emes, he was fine. Everyone was escorted off the train. Everyone was safe. Everyone came off the train. And the Sfas Emes sat down. They said it took 5-6 hours. And he found himself a spot under a tree. And while everyone was there watching all the men, you know, trying to go to, you know, to literally to pick a train back up, put it back on the track to fix the train, the Sfas Emes just sat there. Nagil v'nismach abach, completely, you know, oblivious of what was going on around him. And I saw in Maisa Shahaya with Marenu Rav Shapter Shlita when many, many years ago we went to a rally in Washington on behalf of Eretz Yisrael. Yeshiva University sent buses and buses and buses of Talmidim and the Rosh Yeshiva to go to show Washington, to show the world that we were standing behind Eretz Yisrael. And I'll never forget, I was zoche to be on Rav Shechter's bus on the way there and on the way back. And it was a double parsha that week. And Rav Shechter gave shir on the first parsha on the way there. I believe it was Bahar B'chukosai. On the way there and on the way back, shir both ways. But more amazingly about Rav Shechter Shlita was when we got there. So, you know, again, it was hundreds of thousands of people. It was massive, massive, massive. You know, it was a tremendous, tremendous rally right on the Capitol steps. Tens of thousands of people on the Capitol steps. And everyone was there. We tried to learn. Everyone was schmoozing. It was like the biggest scene ever, like a biggest, you know, reunion of all summer camps. And Rav Shechter, with his Mesios Yesharim, literally found a corner. It was a fountain by the Capitol building. Rav Shechter literally just sat there for hours and hours and hours, just learning Mesios Yesharim. That in itself was amazing. Nobody had the chutzpah to go over to ask him a question. He was completely focused and locked in to whatever he was the osik at that moment. It was literally nagil v'nismach abach. Shapter was in one of those chadrei Torah. It was an amazing sight to see. And he says Rechaim, he continues on. He says v'shem v'sham v'perikhei v'haya hema hochem holoch v'daber. Right, as the Pasuk Malachim says, that they go and they speak the Ein Daber Ela Divrei Torah, and speech is Divrei Torah. Okay, let's jump ahead. We'll skip the Zohar. We'll come to where Rav Chaim continues, and he says the Chayin Amar Zichron Ravacha. He says in the third parak of Sota, Da Torah Agune Magine Minisorim Bain Beidna, Da Asikba Bain Beidna Da Lo Asikba. When a person learns Torah, it protects him, both when he's engaged in it, as well as when he's not engaged in it. Because Torah gives off good and not bad as long as a person is involved in it all the days of his life. Even when a person is not actively engaged in learning Torah, as long as he is attached to it and he doesn't separate Chas HaShalom from it at all. Very powerful words of the Chayav Lashon. What does it mean to a person that he doesn't leave Torah? His das is on it, tamid, all the time, lachsor, v'lahagos ba, to be engaged in it, to be involved in it, constantly, non-stop. Right, this is what the Gemara Sanhedrin says, on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, the lashon of that shina, sleep, for tzaddikim, is bad for them, and is bad for the world. Rashi says because at that point, but they're not learning and not yidu Torah. But again, the Zohar says here, the Gemara Sota says here that really it protects a person all the time. Well, obviously, when we're engaged in Torah, it's great, but even when we're not learning, it still protects us. But the Gemara there continues on, and it says not only Torah, but even mitzvos as well, likewise protect us, even when we're not engaged in it. The Marashah, however, says, and he's machalik there, and the Marashah and Sota, that while it's true, mitzvahs protect us even when we're not engaged in them, he says, but that's only b'olam hazeh. He says, but the olam haba, that our Torah takes with us even when we're not engaged in it. Meaning, what does that mean? That when someone is completely davuk to Torah, they're engaged in it. As that last line is, his das is on it. He's fully immersed in it. So even when he's not learning, even when he's doing other things, he's doing his schoolwork, he's working, he has a job, he's playing ball, he's relaxing, he's going on vacation, it's okay. Because his focus is on his learning. His focus is that's who he is. There's a tshuva from the Rush in Klal Tes Sif Zion. So the Rush paskins there that a person has to have learning on his mind even while he's at work. Even while he's at work. The question is, what does that mean? Like, does that mean therefore, like, if I'm a lawyer, if I'm an accountant, if I'm a doctor, imagine if I'm a surgeon. If I'm in the middle of a surgery, am I supposed to be thinking about the tosis that I did last night? You know, unless you're Chaim Ozer and you can write tshuvas with different, you know, two hands at the same time, that would be a very challenging. That would be a very talented person. How are you doing that? What does that even mean? However, Chaim Volozhin writes himself earlier on. If you look, you know, if you want to look it up later, earlier on in Shar Aleph Perichas, he says that really that Torah is keminhag derech eretz, meaning it's the way that we normally live. Obviously, you have to be osek b'parnasa. You have to do your job. You have to have a job. He says, however, you should be maharher b'divrei Torah. Again, it's hard to understand. Is that the same thing as the Rush? Is that different than the Rush? Right? It's a little bit hard to understand. So it seems to be that while a person has to be osek in his parnasa, we have to also constantly be attached to Torah. It's like the Tosos and Brachos and Daf Yabei says that the reason why when we take off our tefillin, and we put them on again, is to make another bracha of laniach tefillin. Right? When you go out of the sukkah, when you come back in, you have to make, when you eat again, you have to make another bracha of leshiv basukkah. Because however, when you go to work in the morning, after you learn in the morning, and you come back, and you sit down to learn later on in the day, you don't have to make another bracha of lasot b'divrei Torah. As Tosis points out, because you have to be connected to the learning even when you're at work. So perhaps it's not necessarily pshat exactly like the Rush, like Tosis is saying, perhaps that it's not a din in that while you're doing surgery, you have to be harher about the Tosis. Ella, you have to be connected to it. I mean, the reason why I'm doing it, the reason why I'm working, the reason why I'm doing all these things is in order to have more Torah learned, whether it's in my life, whether it's in my children's lives, whether it's in the world. I am connected to my learning. You should always be holding in a sugya, right? Meaning it should always be that someone can ask you, so what sugya are you holding in? It's the reason why, right? It's the reason why Rav Meir Shapiro started Daf Yomi. It's one of the reasons, right? In order that Yidden should be able to speak in any sugya anytime. When you meet a Jew in the street, so today we're starting Erevin and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. You can sit and discuss with another Jew. Whatever it is you're doing in this world, you want to be a rocket scientist, whatever it is you're doing, it doesn't matter, as long as a person is also, he's connected to learning, he's connected to Torah. They say once in Brisk that there was that Ezra Chaim and his Talmidim were walking back Shavuos nights, there was a simple Baal Bus, like a tailor, Moshe Gozao. And after shul, you know, learning the entire night, Shavuos morning, he was asked to make Kiddush, and he ran back to shul, back to the Beis Medrash. And the Talmidim said to him, what are you doing? It's Shavuos night's over, go to sleep. And he said, sleep? He says, have you ever met a drunken person, a person who's a drunk, and you offered him another bottle of whiskey, would he turn it down? He says, what do you mean, such an opportunity, we have an entire Shavuos to learn. Okay, let's go back and learn again. Okay, halavai, we should be such a level to go back to learn after Kiddush on Shavuos morning. The idea is that a person should always be connected to Torah, and this is going to then tie into, as well as we'll continue into Perek Tes Zayin, just the whole discussion, the notion of how Torah and Derech Eretz applies to us, right? And what does it mean that a person is going to do his ishtadlus in this world, as well as, however, focusing on the Torah and creating a constant level of ruchnius for himself. We'll pick up this Shem with Perek Tazayin next time.